yesterday, I popped on Andy and Randy, and the first thing that happened on that show yesterday was Porzingis called in and just did an interview right off the top of the show. And I know we all clocked it yesterday when he was explaining how he found out that he was going to be a Hawk, because it wasn't the most traditional way of finding out.
I had no idea about Atlanta, honestly. No idea. And what I was expecting was Phoenix, L.A., Clippers, San Antonio, between those three. Okay. But then I woke up in the morning. Obviously, the whole trade happened while I was sleeping in Europe. And I woke up in the morning and I saw like a bunch of like emojis. And I was like, what is this? Like somebody was sending these like eagle emojis, you know, in the group chats. And I was like, yo, what is this eagle? What team is this? It was like, oh, I was like, San Antonio? No, no, no. And then I was like, oh, it's the Hawks. I was like, oh, okay. Interesting. I wasn't expecting it at all, but honestly, I'm super happy when I heard the news.
So you have to try to figure out what emojis mean, just like we do, because we're always watching you guys on Twitter, like, what are these guys tweeting about with these emojis? So they do the same thing with you.
That's so good, man.
It's so
good.
Funny. Can you imagine waking up and your life has changed, but it's all via an emoji and you have no idea what it means?
Yeah, I guess I never even considered the Europe factor. And obviously, we had Dyson Daniels on the show when he was in Australia, and we were, you know, getting a chance to catch up with him. And it's just such a different dynamic when you think about waking up to the news that you're, like you said, your life has changed.
Yeah.
You're going to a different place. You have different teammates, different coworkers, and it's all kind of been decided without you over the course of the night. But the Eagles thing was hilarious. It's like, what is this? You know, is this the spur? I don't know what this is.
I'm not sure.
It's crazy. The emojis mean different things. I don't want to take us off the rails, but
I'm going to.
But
I'm sitting here minding my own business, and my Twitter refreshes, and I get a tweet from Kirk Cousins. Not at me, but he has tweeted. I've been going to At Great Clips for years now, and they're recognizing my dedication with an induction into the Hall of Fade. Every time I stop into a salon, everyone there gets a free haircut. Your next check-in on the app could be for a seat next to me. Hashtag Great Clips Partner. And, like, I immediately lost my complete train of thought because I'm like, now y'all know why it was included in that episode of the quarterback. Like,
you don't think it was a reaction to that?
How convenient. No.
You don't think the quarterback put it out there and they were like, man, we need to sign this guy to
Mike,
a deal.
Mike, come on.
Yeah. You do know that he has creative control over his part of the quarterback.
I know he does.
It's in the contract.
I know, but you can't tell me there's some parts that he wouldn't like to have back. Like the whole thing where him talking about how difficult the motions were and trying to keep T.J. Watt onside, that.
No,
I would cut that out if I were him. I'd be like, all right, man, we don't need to include that. No, thanks.
I think that is part of his persona. I think that's part of what people think who he is, and I think that is part of who he is. So I don't necessarily agree with that part.
Yeah.
But I do believe that this was I'm sure he goes there, and they probably followed him, but then he was like, hey, I think Great Clips is going to – they probably told Great Clips, and they taught, and that's why it made the editing. Because that was not a very good – that wasn't a great – I mean, it didn't really do anything for me that he goes, I don't care where you get your haircut.
They had the waiting list.
It just shows that he's an everyday man that he goes to. Great.
He had his head shot.
Yes, but where he now gets free haircuts from.
Did you see that when he did go in and they were in that scene where they were cutting his hair, I was nervous for him for a moment.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not sure that's what he wanted.
I've patronized then it turned out great. Clips a few times in my day. It's kind of it's a roll of the dice.
Right.
I mean, it's a roll of the dice.
I used to go to the Great Clips all the time. Now I go to just a person.
Your hairdresser.
Yeah. What? No.
Yeah, well.
She's my hair cutter.
She's your hairdresser.
No, she doesn't dress my hair. She cuts it.
Stylist.
I mean,
he doesn't even like that. He won't let that.
The style ain't changed in a long time. I mean,
oh man,
it's pretty generic.
Just do me a favor and don't keep refreshing your Twitter in the middle of segments.
I apologize.
We'll okay, thank you.
The Kristaps Porzingis. So, always want to thank Baron Burton's and the W Sauce and my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. Jeopardy. Normally, I don't know, like once a month, once of every week. I don't watch Jeopardy, really, to be honest with you, anymore. They have sports questions here and there. This time they had a category called Sporty Stuff. And they had a question about what former college basketball star led their team to the national championship. You know what? I'll let you hear how this plays out.
Sporty Stuff 800.
This UConn star had an intense spring in 2025, playing on her first national championship team and being picked first in the WNBA draft. Rahul.
Who is Caitlin Clark?
No. Scarter Sarah. That's Paige Beckers.
They literally show a picture of it. I mean, if you've watched anything that's covered, anything that has sports on it in the last, like, I don't know, 3 years, you'd know the difference in Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. Like, the thing they have in common is they're white women. That's it. I mean, pretty much it. So it was just funny. And then it's just funny how, like, these smart people, they know nothing about sports, but I don't know anything about what they know about.
There's a Trebek one that about the NFL or college football or whatever, and I can't remember the viral clip. He just keeps going down, and they miss all five questions in the category, and he's like, guys, I'm just going to throw this out there. Let's just keep going, because I'm going to guess none of you know the answer to this next one. And they just keep railing. It's pretty funny when you look at it. And there was, and I brought this up to you. I don't know if you have it, but there was one from this same category, I believe, where they were like, how many points is a safety worth in the NFL? And the first guy's like, one. They're like, nope. The second one's like, three. Incorrect. It's like, well, then the middle one goes, two. And they're like, there you go. You got it. It's like, Jesus.
Well, it is funny how they might not know the pop culture or the sports, but like Bo was saying, we don't know anything else. They go down American history, yeah, world history. We're not going to know
this author thing. Released their hit in 1771. I'm like, right. He's like, what?
Who is Edgar Allan Poe? No, he's a poet. Okay, my bad.
What I really miss about Alex Trebek is the way he would say genre. Genre. This genre.
I miss Trebek. Even, and I miss the Saturday Night Live skits that they did of Celebrity Jeopardy, too. I'll take swords for 7,000, please. That's S words for 700. Anyways, I tease a Libby Dunn story. Y'all know who Libby Dunn is, right?
Yes.
LSU gymnast. Yes. Paul Skeens, very famous, I believe, fiance now. Well, apparently she's trying to get into the like real estate thing. And her first apartment was going to be this New York City was apartment that's located in the Upper West Side. It's 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. I believe that's more of a condo at this point. But it was owned by the very famous Babe Ruth. In fact, Babe Ruth lived there from 1920 to 1940. It was on the market. It was listed at $1.5 million. No clue where she got that from, other than maybe Paul Skeens, but he's not making that much money.
What are you talking about?
What?
She's so rich, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's probably got more money than he does.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
She's got money.
She's got plenty of cash.
I just thought she
cash.
Was a poor college gymnast, you know? Who?
Yeah. I don't think that category belongs to her.
I mean, I know she has got like 8 million people on the TikTok or whatever. Anyways, she was informed that the co-op board put the kibosh on it. And they voted her down, and apparently they didn't want a famous public figure living there, bringing fanfare and commotion along with them.
Interesting.
So, huh. I guess, what kind of people live there then?
Well I'm going to take that you can afford. I'm going to take mine and yours judgment out of this, and I'm going to ask Allie: would she want a famous Livy Dunn living next door to her in a small apartment complex?
I would.
Would you?
Okay. I would.
I was like, mine and Bo's votes probably don't count for this category. Like, yeah, I'd be fine with Livy Dunn living next door. That'd be cool.
Might wear on you if there are people trying to snap photos,
sure,
or something, people trying to get in the building. That might wear on you.
You said that she was kind of doing this real estate thing. Does that just mean she's just buying a place to live? Or is that, are we?
I think that she was going to live there for a while and then probably sell it.
Rent it out, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you can't do that at the co-op, though.
Sometimes people like to get in those places, do a couple of things to them, 3 to 4 years,
yeah,
and then say, I lived up the ante for like $1 million, you know, probably like $500,000 to $1 million, because it's even, nothing sells like Babe Ruth and Livy Dunn's apartment.
I was going to say, if she sold it after a year, do you think the real estate agent would say, this is Livy Dunn's apartment or this is Babe Ruth's old apartment?
Depends on.
Exactly.
I think he would say both. Not only did Babe Ruth live here, not only did your sports icon live here, but your sports crush lived here too. Now you really want to buy it. $1 for it. Don't worry about the fact it sold for a million less a year, like 4 years later or earlier.
Well, we are going to get out of the way. And Sandra are in. Happy belated birthday to Steak, by the way. For Mike, Bo, self, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. Steakhouse is up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool.
Let it go.